This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I'm so glad to be here with you today. I have a very special guest, Judy Ann Krell Morse, talking about her book, Simple Signs of God's Love, why she wrote it, and how God demonstrates his love to us. Judy Ann is retired from full-time ministry and now serving as a pulpit supply pastor worship leader for a small congregation in a neighboring town. Her book, Simple Signs of God's Love, was written from over 200 notes gathered throughout 50 years. Welcome to the show, Judy Ann. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. So tell us a little bit about the story of how you came to write this book.
Well, I had always loved writing from a very early age. And so shortly after I graduated from high school in 1962, I set a goal to write a book. Now, since I'd grown up as a preacher's kid in a Baptist parsonage and had literally cut my teeth on the church pew, it seemed only natural that my book would be about God. Mm-hmm. So in the 50 years after I'd set that goal, I started jotting down little ideas for devotionals, but nothing came of them. I just filed them away to work on later. But then in 2019, I submitted six of these ideas to daily devotional guides, which were called The Upper Room and The Secret Place. Mm-hmm. And when those were accepted for publication in 2020, well, then I felt that the time had come to get really serious about writing the book.
Very good.
So after...
Go ahead.
So after I'd prayed and meditated about this for quite a while, then I selected 60 of those 200 ideas that I found in my files, and I turned them into devotionals, which are found in the book.
Wow. Over 200 notes gathered through 50 years. It's just astonishing to me that you had this, that you wanted to do from the time you were a teenager, right? Because in high school, you're still a teenager. But that you still wanted to do it, and you kept your word to yourself, and you did it. How did it feel after all these years to get this accomplished?
It was really scary because when I started putting these ideas together, I was in my 70s. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I thought, could I write a book and could I publish a book at this age? And I decided that God kept opening doors for me, so this was what I was supposed to do. So I got the notes out and started working on it and got the 60, and I contacted Westbow Press, which I had done some research, and decided that that's who I wanted to self-publish with. And mm-hmm. I told the editor that I worked with that I said, sending this manuscript to you is like as scary as the day I put my first son on the bus.
Mm.
It's just, you know, it was like putting a private part of your life out there for the public to read.
Yes, absolutely. It is like your baby, though. You've nurtured it and you know, grown it and polished it, and it is like you say, putting your child on that bus. It's like letting go of a baby, of a part of you. So why was it so important for you to write about how God demonstrates his love to you?
Well, Mari, I'm really kind of embarrassed to admit this, but I'm sure there were times in my everyday life that I was somewhat complacent and maybe nonchalant in my life of faith, because, you know, when life is going along smoothly, you just kind of take that for granted.
Right.
And when good things happen, sometimes we go, oh, man, that was lucky that worked out that way, or the timing was really great on that. But I came to believe that not only in the challenging and the difficult times in my life, but also in the most mundane and routine chapters in my life, God was continually demonstrating his love for me, and perhaps I needed to sit up and take notice.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided when I started my devotionals that they were just going to be little snippets of life, and I was going to include a scripture verse and a prayer with each one,
mm-hmm.
in hopes that as people were reading this book, they got to thinking that I had a similar instance in my life. And yes, God was there, and I failed to recognize it. So that's why I thought it was important to write about God.
That's awesome. Would you share with us as maybe one of your favorite times of God's demonstration in your life?
Well, there are so many. One that comes to mind, and one of the devotionals that has got a lot of attention, is back when I was in my 50s, I rode a Yamaha 650 motorcycle. And I was cycling back by myself from Bayfield, Wisconsin, to my home in Burlington, which is many hours. And I was riding along, and when I started, it was sunshiny. But about an hour into the trip, the sky got dark. So I pulled over and I put my rain suit on and took off again. And just not many miles down the road, the skies just opened up. I mean, just cloudburst type rain.
Wow.
And it's not a place a motorcyclist wants to be. So I'm like, okay, do I keep riding and hope that my taillight will warn the driver behind me that I'm here, or should I pull mm-hmm. over and wait for the storm? But then
right.
I became a sitting target. So
mm-hmm.
I decided to keep riding. And believe me, Mari, I was talking out loud to God, please watch over me and please take care of me and let that car behind me realize that I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
And then shortly before I got to my destination, then the skies cleared and it got nice again. It was good riding weather. But in that moment, I realized, you know, how vulnerable I was. And as
mm-hmm.
I thought about that moment later, I thought, how many times in our life do we have life storms and we're totally vulnerable? And God
yep.
is there, but sometimes we're so busy running around trying to find the answers to on our own that we fail to call out to him and say, here I am, God, watch over me, guide me, guard me, and direct me.
Yes.
But his love was there, and his love is always there. Even when we're not calling out to him, it's still there, but we need to recognize it.
I agree. And it's so easy sometimes, like you say, when you're in the midst of something, to forget to ask. You know, let me ask because he's there and he's listening and he wants to help. I mean, that story of yours reminds me of when I was really young, in my early 20s. I wasn't even married yet. We went upstate New York and we left the house late. We were visiting an aunt and left the house late, and there was horrific fog. I've never seen fog like this before, that or since. It was so thick you couldn't see a thing, and we were in the same predicament. Do we keep going, hoping we don't run over something because we can't even see the road barely? Do we stop? But if, where is the stop? Are we going to go off the mountain? So that was, and we prayed. We prayed all the way through that patch of fog, which seemed like it was forever. And we were fine. So thank you so much for sharing your story. So once your book was completed and published and now it's out there, how did that feel, Judy-Ann?
Strong sense of accomplishment, because
mm-hmm.
I need to tell you that every year on my birthday, I write out my 20 goals for the next year.
Wow.
While going through these 200 notes, I found some of those lists of things I'm going to accomplish in the coming year. And they were like from my 50s going into my 60s. And I'm like, oh my word, every year about the second goal was finish my book of devotionals. And
right.
when I actually got it done, it was like, whoa, I finally can you know, can cross that goal off my sheet on my next birthday because I finally did it. That goal is now a reality.
That's
and
right.
And seeing how the book has been received has just been heartwarming, that it is doing what I'd hoped it would do. But I know that that is because God is blessing the work that I've done. You know, mm-hmm. It's not me. This book was about God, not about me. It had my little life chapters in it, but I wrote it to glorify God, not to glorify me.
Right, right. Wow. So when you didn't have that goal anymore of completing your book of devotions, what did you replace it with?
Writing the second book.
Aha. Uh-huh. Very good. Is that also going to be devotional, or is it going to be something a little different?
No, it'll be more devotionals. I mean, I've still got 140 ideas plus some that I've, you know, accrued since I started mm-hmm. writing the book. So I'm working on it, but it will be a slow process. But, you know, I figure I just need to take my time and put prayer into it, and it'll work.
It'll definitely work. How wonderful. What do you think is the biggest thing that people who read your book get out of it?
That they have also experienced God and hadn't realized it, just like mm-hmm. many of my stories, I hadn't realized it. And the comments I've been getting back, I was so shocked that that had happened to you because it also happened to me, but I hadn't mm-hmm. thought about it in exactly that way. And the thing that has pleased me is that I put in a lot of different ideas into the book, hoping that men would find it comfortable to read as well as women. And I even find that teens are picking it up and purchasing it and reading it because it's not a book of theology. It's not a book of sermons. It's just a book of just down-to-earth, everyday stories that, I mean, like there's stories about ice fishing. There's a story about going to visit a friend in hospice. There's a story about when my two sons were 3 and 4 and they'd gotten a hold of their dad's paintbrush and I was trying to get them to fess up which one had done it. I mean, it's just the stories are all over the gamut of life.
How wonderful. You know what's wonderful about stories? Like you said before, you write a story about something you experienced, but there's got to be someone else who's experienced the same thing. And then you're giving them a different viewpoint to look at from. You're giving them, you know, the blessing part of the story and to look at it from a higher viewpoint from, you know, from God's perspective, actually. So I think that's absolutely fantastic.
Well, it's accomplishing that goal then, if that's how you feel about the book too.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. And if you'd like to call in and ask Judy Ann a question, our lines are open. You can dial 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start dialing now, and we'll be right back.
90% of money-making strategies won't work for you because they weren't designed for you. The truth is that you already are a manifesting master. You just need the tools to channel that power. Buy Daniel Mangena's The Money Game for just $1 today, and you'll also receive 3 free bonuses worth $397. See, you've already manifested $396 without even trying. Start your manifesting journey the right way by going to dreamwithdan.com/moneygame.
Club Remembers was an inspiration motivated by deep feelings for my Grandma Ida and Uncle Bob. Unresolved grief can cause depression. The decline of brain capacities can be avoided by the special bond and special communication from the grandchild and the grandparent sharing memories. This provides education for the grandchild and healing for the elderly. Keep them sharp by practicing the exercises in the book to prevent dementia. LoveRemembers.net and BrainSproutsMemory.com.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Judy Ann Krell Morris, talking about her book, Simple Signs of God's Love. So, Judy Ann, what do you think is the main message that you want to bring to the public today?
I think that message would be that God is in our lives and God cares about us. Whether we are in church every Sunday morning or perhaps don't church at all, God still regards us as his child, and he is watching over us. He's guiding us. And it's important for us to understand and realize that, whether we're like some of the stories, you know, I can't get violets to bloom. I grow violets with beautiful leaves, but no blooms. Mm-hmm. And I think I put that in the book, that I think that's one way of God keeping me humble, because I go to other people's houses and their violets are just blooming all over the place and mine won't. And I think God's just saying, going to keep you humble here, kid. You know, I know what you want. You want flowers on those plants, but, you know, not going to happen. And every time I look at it, I can't brag about violets because I can't grow them. You know, other things.
Right. Yeah.
You know, another one of the devotionals talks about when I was in Gatlinburg, Tennessee one morning, and life, the trip down had just been full of one challenge after another, and life back home in the office had been full of challenges, and I'm sitting outside in the morning on the side of a mountain, and of course it's cold and wet, and I'm waiting for the sun to come up, and it was so quiet. There was not one sound, and that I realized then in that total silence, God was there.
Yeah.
And I needed to stand still and be quiet and listen, because we are so busy in our lives with our schedules and our to-do list and all of that, that we don't take the time to be still and listen, and we need to do that.
I agree with you. That's such a beautiful moment when you can hear that stillness. I love going into churches, any church or cathedral. I don't have to be a member of it. Not when they're having a service, but in the middle of the day when they just have it open for people to come in and pray or whatever. And it's the same thing. Of course, you can feel the presence of God stronger than ever, I believe, in the church than you can everywhere. And maybe it's part of that silence, but I have that same feeling of awe. It's so quiet that you can literally feel the presence of God. Yeah. So let's talk for a minute about how to get a hold of you and your book.
The book can be purchased on Amazon or from Barnes & Noble. It's reasonably priced so that it can be given as gifts to those people of faith that have everything that you just don't know what to buy for them. Mm-hmm. And whether it's a man or a woman, the book is appropriate. Many local bookstores also have it, but Barnes & Noble has it. Also, to get a hold of me, I am on Facebook as Judy Ann Crowell Morse, and I do have a website, which is PastorLadyJudyAnn.com.
Mm-hmm. Very
and
good.
My Gmail address is PastorLady.JudyAnn@gmail.com.
Very good. So there's something you said earlier that kind of was exciting to me. You said that teenagers are buying this book. I think that's one of the most exciting things for me, because the younger a person realizes certain things in their life, you know, the better their life will be and the more joy they will bring out of just knowing the presence of God. Did you feel that way when you heard that teenagers were buying your book?
I did. And I have to be honest and tell you that I had not even considered teenagers as part of the audience for the book until a mother who was in her 30s, she'd stopped by my house and bought a book. And about 4 days later, she sent me a picture on my phone, and it was a picture of her teenage daughter sitting on the couch reading the book. And she said she was really surprised but just thrilled that that had happened. And that opened my eyes and my mind to, here's another market. And I've seen now that teenagers are buying it, or their parents are buying it for them.
Right. That's fantastic. How exciting is that? I think that's
really
exciting. Yeah. So is there something, last thing that you'd like to say to listeners, something that's deeply on your heart today?
Yes, I'm going to kind of repeat a thought that I had earlier, and that is that whether you go to church or you don't go to church at all, maybe you were close to God as a child, but as a grown-up, you've kind of walked away from him. It's very important to get in touch with God and get right with God, because in this day and age that we're living in, there's so much thrown at us daily that we need to keep our faith strong in order to help us meet the challenges. And the book is meant to accomplish that. I mean, I kept the devotional short, 2 pages or less, so that you don't have to read the book from the front to the back. You can just open it up and to any page, actually, and start reading. So if you've got a couple minutes before an appointment or your kids are getting out of school, there's an opportunity to read. I just so hope that it will prompt people to remember God in their lives every day and put their faith in him, because that's what makes the difference.
Yeah, absolutely. How wonderful. Very good. So as we've had this last more than a year and a half now, pandemic, as we all know, we're going through especially difficult times, at least times that I've never been through before. Do you have a word for people regarding, let's say they're not close to God at all. They don't know, they don't believe that they have the love of God, right? They were raised in circumstances where they didn't come to believe that. Do you have a word for them?
Yes. Bibles can be found anywhere. And going to the fourth book of the New Testament called John, if you read that book, you can learn about Jesus and put your faith in him because of that. Because Jesus was a human just like us. He was God's son, yes, but he lived a human life with discouragement and despair. And, you know, there were a lot of people who didn't like him because of his message. And yet he eventually went to the cross and died on the cross for us to take away our sins. And I think that in this day and age with the COVID and all the other things that are happening around us, that having a faith, even if it's just a weak faith, having a faith in God gives us the opportunity to live lives of strength and, you know, gives us the ability to be able to make good, sound decisions as we live our lives and as we raise our children and grandchildren. So I just think, I don't know where I would have been without my faith and some of the challenging days of my life. And I just give thanks for parents who instilled that in me and in a God who loves and forgives me, because boy, he's forgiven me over and over and over again. For that, I'm just eternally grateful.
Yeah. Yeah, I really love what you said, because I don't know what I would do during these stressful times that we've had this last year and a half if I didn't have a faith, because it's only that knows that you are being taken care of, right? You are being watched over. Everything will be okay, and you can really believe in that. But if you don't have that, if you don't have that inside you, if you don't have that all-knowing peace that, okay, things don't look that good. They look pretty bad sometimes, really bad. But if you don't have that knowing that things will be okay, you lose your mind. I would just have lost my mind. And so I'm very thankful to know that that we have him watching over us, watching over every step we make, and guiding us. And something that you said earlier about listening, if we do not take time to be quiet and listen, we miss that guidance. Would you like to speak to that for a minute or two? Because I think that's key.
Yes. I can give you another quick example from the book, and that is when we were in Death Valley, passing through to go somewhere else, I asked my husband to stop the car so I could get out and go stand out in the middle of Death Valley, away from the car. Mm-hmm. And there again, I mean, it was immense heat, intense heat, and total silence. No birds, no leaves rustling, no nothing, just total silence. And to this day, that is one of the most powerful moments in my life, because I knew at that moment I was alone in Death Valley and only God was there with me. And mm-hmm. the impact on my life, I mean, has just been immense, because I go back to that every once in a while in my mind when life just starts barreling over me. I mm-hmm. remember that moment of standing still in that heat and feeling that God knew I was there in that awful place. And he does in the awful places of our life, and also in those joyous, happy moments of our life. God is mm-hmm. there.
Yes.
And we need to be still and hear him in our lives.
Absolutely. I love that you said that in the joyous moments, because that, like you said earlier, that's when we forget. Everything's going smoothly or going really good, but the presence is always there, always, always there, guiding us and supporting
right.
us. Very nice. We have about 3 minutes left. If there's one last thing you'd like to say, Judy Ann.
Well, you who give new authors mm-hmm. like me the opportunity to get the word out on a simple book. I self-published this book, which means I paid for the book to be published rather than having a publisher pay me to write it. And I have found in this journey of writing the book that there are many, many people who impact our lives that we never meet, but are mm-hmm. put there in our lives by God to assist us and to give us encouragement. And so I thank God for West Bowl Press and the wonderful job they did in helping me edit and write the book and get it published and, you know, get it marketed, and to people like you who give me the opportunity to share my, not only news on the book, but also share my faith. And mm-hmm. I'm very grateful to you, Mari, for making it possible for me to do this.
Well, it's entirely my pleasure. You know, on the show, I just bring in people, and you know that I screen them very carefully, who have something good to share with the world. That's what this show is about, sharing good news, sharing possibilities, another way to look at things, a different perspective, sharing hope and encouragement. And you certainly fit into all those categories, Judy Ann. Congratulations on your book, and thank you for being on the show, and thank you for listening in to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. This is a live show, but right after they create a replay of it, and it's available on this same link. So please pass this on. Pass on the information about this wonderful book, Simple Signs of God's Love, to show people that, yes, God is real and he is in their lives and helping them all the time, every day. And make sure you listen in to the next episode of Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Bye for now.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.